When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Start our weekend off on a funky note. Dan has become DJ Shagru. Esmeralda just spun and, like, drilled her head into the floor, but was able to get out.
I unspun the other way.
That's exactly how you got to do it, like a screw.
Yep.
Oh, man. All right, we got an entry for next week already. Esmeralda the Heart Melda is here. Viggity Viggity Vic, double verified double V, is running around with his pants off in the newsroom. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. Should we play one of my little requests before we break? I think.
Last night, me and my woman, we cried together. Said we.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with you.
That's right, baby. You know, DJ Shagru, that's the OJs, by the way, with Cry Together. I think that's the first time we've ever played Cry Together on the show. We played a lot of OJs.
Yeah.
Best part of that song, Dan, did you see listen to the first minute of it?
No, I didn't get it. I jumped ahead.
Because the first minute is just the lead singer going, my woman and I, we've been having some problems for about a month. We were laying in bed looking up at the ceiling. And it goes on for like a minute. It's a full minute of him going, we were laying in bed crying with my woman. We've had some issues for about a month. I encourage people to listen to the first minute of that song if you get a chance. Cry Together by the OJs. Classic. All right, we got a break, and we're taking requests right now. Fly Jams Friday is underway. 312-981-7200. Yeah. The legendary Isaac Hayes. This song is a jam. Isaac Hayes, man. Walk on by Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru, you know that there is a 12-minute and 44-second version of that song?
That is fantastic.
Isaac Hayes for 12 minutes and 44 seconds. You got to love that, Esmeralda.
Is it just him talking?
No. There's a lot of
instrumental
stuff in there. But he does cry in that one, too.
You can hear him?
Yeah, you trying to tell us something, did you?
I don't know. The first one was called Cry Together, and that's Walk On By. It's like, it made me cry.
Okay. I was like, you hear him in the corner, like.
No, that's like that Michael, what the hell is that Michael Jackson song? Where, you remember the Michael Jackson, what's that, where he breaks down and starts bawling? She's Out of My Life. You ever heard that song?
No.
You haven't heard She's Out of My Life, where he's like.
No.
Out of my life.
No.
Where he's like bawling. It's hilarious.
Doesn't he always sound like that, though?
No, but like he's crying. Like you can hear. you got to hear that song. It's ridiculous.
I always thought he kind of sounded a little shaky.
He does, but this is like he's having a meltdown.
This is a different kind of
shaky. He's like, out of my life. I can't believe you never heard that song.
The service of like him singing and like the phone service was not good.
What?
I don't know, because he'd be cutting in and out.
Oh, all right.
And it just sounds, the
he's like,
the way you were doing it, just kind of sounds like service was going in and out.
He's like sobs. You got to hear, I'm not doing
like,
it.
Give me a minute.
No. But it's like, she's out of my life. Quincy Jones.
That just sounds the same.
They interviewed
it just
Quincy
sounds
Jones.
Like Michael Jackson, how he always.
No, I'm telling you, this is just like, man, take it easy. You know, when you're listening to it, you're like, dude, come on. And like Quincy Jones was quoted as saying he had a complete breakdown in the studio.
And told us not to stop recording.
No, it was his decision. It was Quincy Jones' decision to keep that take.
Oh, Quincy Jones was an awful man.
He's like, yeah, no, that's the most emotional and real take.
Wouldn't let Michael Jackson cry in the corner by himself.
No, he wanted to capture it for all to hear. She's out of my life.
Your hair just like snot running down
his
nose.
It's just ridiculous. Wow. She's out of my life. Look that one up, Esmeralda.
I wonder who it's about.
That's a good question. What album is it on? She's Out of My Life. Is it on? It's not on. I don't even know what album it's on.
Off the Wall, according to the thing I'm looking.
Oh, it's on Off the Wall. It's on his best album.
I was gonna go. Are you sure this is Michael Jackson?
Yeah, no, it's on Off the Wall.
Not just.
She's out of my life. Sounds like a poodle.
Yeah, the more you sing this, I'm like, are you sure this is a real human?
It's a real thing. Michael Jackson. I bet they have like stories on the intranets. DJ Shagru, they probably have like stories about this song.
Are you sure it wasn't a poodle?
He brought in a poodle and held. She's
the poodle's just.
You put a poodle up against the mic.
They couldn't tell the difference. Poofy hair.
Oh, man. All right. All right. Here's a request. I think you'll enjoy this. Chris requested this one.
See, I like that song, but I was listening to it lately, and I'm like, come on, New Edition. Just don't ask the telephone.
It's the telephone man's fault.
You all know what's going on. Come on.
No, they want to deny it.
Stop denying it.
They want to deny it. They want to deny it.
What did you do wrong?
So that they can't go, she's out of my life.
Michael Jackson just comes walking through.
Crying with a poodle. Now I just keep picturing Michael Jackson
just holding the poodle,
carrying a poodle around with him.
She's out of my life. Doesn't sound so far-fetched.
Did you watch any of the new edition? No, you don't have the cables. No. The new edition story?
No.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic.
Do they discuss the telephone
Everything.
Man?
Yes, the recording of it. It's like it was like 15 hours long.
Well, they have a long life.
They certainly
They're
do.
Still alive, so.
That's right. All right. Let's go to Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Walk On By was a Burt Bacharach,
yeah.
Hal David song.
Absolutely.
I think Dionne Warwick had the hit with it.
Dionne Warwick had the big hit with it. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the late 60s and the early 70s, there was a heavy funk brass rock sound that came out of San Francisco and Oakland. They called the East Bay Grease. In fact, Tower of Power called their first album East Bay Grease. And it featured pretty much popularized by them. And then this band that I'm suggesting tonight, in fact, Mick Gillette, the late, great Mick Gillette, played trumpet in both of these bands. And this band featured a lead singer named Lydia Pence, who you would almost swear was Janis Joplin. And here's a cover of an Isaac Hayes song, originally done by Sam and Dave, called You Got Me Hummin' by a band called Cold Blood.
Yeah. That's a hell of a bass line right there, Bob.
Yes, sir. Great song. Too bad they they didn't hit it bigger. They should have been bigger. They had a lot of good songs.
Yeah, that's a great one. And
if you listen about 40 seconds further, you'll hear Lydia Penn start to sing. You would absolutely swear it was Janis Joplin.
Wow, that's interesting.
Although she's still around. She made it past out of the 27 Club, so.
Mm. All right. All right, Bob.
She'd probably be about 70 now.
All right, Bob. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Right. Bye-bye. Right.
Here we go. Jay asks, is the song Take a Letter, Maria, Fly?
I packed some clothes and I walked out and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life.
Happy song.
Can't even write that letter himself.
That's right.
Gotta get a secretary.
Gotta get a secretary to write it. Meanwhile, New Edition is blaming the telephone company.
What is going on?
That song, by the way, is awesome. It is a great song. It is not a fly jam. So to answer your question,
we have played that on Fly Jams.
Have we?
Yes.
I don't think it's fly. I mean, it's a great song. Don't get me wrong. I love that song. So, but
Esmeralda, deciding vote.
It's a little too happy. Not happy, but I don't know. It's a little too happy-go-lucky. And for some reason, that just
the lyrics are really sad, though.
Right. Well, you know, that always. But for some reason, it just feels too much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Poppy?
Right. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
There's something about it. Although it's got the trumpets. The trombone, I think. Trumpets.
Yeah.
Horn section.
It's a horn section. It's got a horn section on it. What happened, Dan? Okay. All right. Let's do it. Hey, Dan. Hold on. Let's see. It's Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Morning.
I hope you guys are ready to dance today because I would like to hear The Show by Slick Rick.
All right.
6 minutes that you front your own.
Yeah. Slick Rick, everybody. All right. Nice choice, Jasmine.
I hope you guys enjoy the Super Bowl.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
See ya. All right. Fly Jams Friday is going to continue. We got a break here for weather and traffic, and we have a Blackhawks Express. They won the game despite their best efforts to lose it. But they did win.
They're so good. Even when they try to lose.
Even when they try to lose, they can't lose. I was just about to throw furniture during that second period last night. I was just like beside myself. Ridiculous. But they won.
You should have called your guy.
Who?
Mr. 81.
Oh, Hossa?
Yeah, you should be like, hey.
He played a good game last night.
Tell everyone else to play better.
Yeah. Hey, he's doing his job. He scored a goal. My main man, Marian Hossa. So. Anyway, you'll hear the Express, and
right.
during the Express when Weidman is doing the calls during the second period, picture me in my apartment whipping things.
4:46.
Oh man, come on!
Oh boy,
is that why you're crying?
Yeah, that's why I'm crying.
The poodle.
I'm just gonna walk around with a poodle all the time now. She's out of my life.
They can't say ring. Don't ask my neighbor. Don't ask my neighbor.
I'm hanging around.
Don't be afraid to come to me.
Yeah. This is the emotions. The message is, come to me, man. Don't ask my neighbor what my issue is. Talk to me.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that seems, to me, that sounds like there is a precedent. Like he's already asked the neighbors before.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with
that? I would imagine that he continually asks the neighbors. That's why they had to write the song.
Or she's like, excuse me.
Stop asking my neighbors.
Stop asking the strangers.
Yeah. Talk to me.
She seems, wow.
That's the emotions. The emotions, they had their biggest hit. Do you know what the emotions' biggest hit is?
Oh.
And it's a great song. It opens up Boogie Nights.
I don't know.
Whoa, whoa. You got the best of my love.
Go.
That song is a jam. And you don't even have to ask the neighbors about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't ask the neighbors.
You don't even have to ask a poodle about that. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man.
Yeah, you know, the emotions are from Chicago.
Yes.
Also, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, I just wanted to also say you do an impeccable Larry Blackman and Michael Jackson crying. They're very good.
Tell Esmeralda. I mean, he's bawling his eyes out on that song, right, Mike?
Well, I have to say I'm not familiar with this song.
Oh, no. You can
tell you.
How am I familiar with this song?
Are you sure this is a song?
It's a thing. I'm telling you. It's real. I didn't imagine this. It's not a hallucination. I'm telling you that she's out of my life. Michael, dude, she's out of my life.
I'll back you up.
Oh, yes. Look, Mary.
For sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's like crying.
He balls on that one. He balls on Man in the Mirror, too.
Yeah, but not as bad.
No, not as bad.
I mean, tell you, Mary, that she's out of my life. I'm like, hey, somebody get him a counselor. What?
It's all choked up.
It's all ridiculous, man. All right, Mike, what do you got, man?
This is Roberta Flack Gone Away with Donny Hathaway, arrangement of Donny Hathaway, Curtis Mayfield song. I think you'll like it.
There we go.
And if I hurt you, I didn't intend it. You are gone away. I keep telling my mind you're not gonna stay. Yet I believe
all right. Great song, Mike.
Great.
Yeah,
all
man.
Right, Nick.
All right, buddy.
Care.
Have a good weekend.
Good weekend.
Take care. All right. And then here is Kevin on WGN. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, I got one from the Cleaner Souls, Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah. Kevin, thanks. Of course, I'm picturing John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd dancing with Aretha in the diner.
Oh, right. Yeah.
From the Blues Brothers.
So. Oh, is that what that's called?
Yeah, it's called the Blues Brothers. Did you ever know that one?
I'm not familiar.
Not familiar? Yeah. You know, it was shot here? Did you
know
that?
Nope.
It was actually shot here in Chicago, part of it.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
A little bit of it, like 10 minutes. It was shot here in Chicago.
Just the 10?
Yeah, just 10 minutes. Yeah. All right, let's find out what's going to happen on the opening bell. Or Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning,
hey,
everybody.
Morning.
Coming up, it's our normal Friday conversation with Paul Nolte of Kingsview Asset Management. We're going to preview the big jobs report. It's the first for President Trump coming up this morning. We're also going to look back at the Fed meeting and talk a little bit about our 401ks. All coming up next on the opening bell.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Same with you. All right. Well, there you go. That's our Fly Jams Friday. And now, Esmeralda, you've got to hear Michael Jackson crying with his poodle. You have to.
I was thinking I would just go find a poodle
and make it cry.
The same thing.
And make the poodle cry.
Well, I don't think. I just thought poodles. That's just how they are.
Yeah, well, I've had poodles.
And they do that.
They do a lot of
noise. Dat.
That's more what the seriously annoying ass dogs. Anytime you know a doorbell rings three blocks, dat, like shut up.
It's that or the crying.
Or the that's what owning a poodle is.
Wow.
Actually, I liked them. I grew to love my poodles, but they were annoying as hell.
We had two poodles.
Emailing Dan now.
That's the end of the show. Esmeralda, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, everybody else have a great weekend too. We'll be back on Monday morning.